ITS Coffee Break for Friday, March 4th, 2011.
In this week's edition of the ITS Coffee Break, we have some IT spring cleaning going on. In tech news, we'll bring you an interesting tool for arranging meetings and also some updates on some new gadgets that are out on the market.
Welcome to the ITS Coffee Break. I'm Ken Newquist.
And I'm Courtney Bentley.
And it's only a week since our last podcast.
I know. In some ways, it feels like multiple months. And in other ways, it feels like just yesterday.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Totally crazy.
Yeah.
So in ITS news this week, I'm going to DrupalCon, which is really cool.
Yeah. You get to go to the Windy City, and I get to sit here in Easton.
The only thing that would be cooler is if we could actually go to like a Cubs or White Sox game, but it's a little too early for that.
Yep.
So we're going to DrupalCon, Nate Swart and I, and basically this is a convention talking about the open source software Drupal. You may not have ever actually encountered this software. Well, actually,
you don't know that you have,
but Soapbox was powered by Drupal.
The new college calendar is on Drupal?
Yes, it is. And that's, I think it's actually a really spiffy implementation because I don't think anybody would ever realize it was Drupal.
Right.
And also it powers the library site and the special collections site and formerly the ITS site, but...
It will still be formally when this podcast is posted.
That's true, but maybe that's an announcement for a different day.
Potentially.
I'm looking forward to being at DrupalCon. It's actually a long conference. It's 4 days.
That is pretty long.
But it's a good mix of technical tracks and just kind of presentation tracks and just talking about different things that you can do with it. So I'm really interested in seeing things that have been touching on the projects that we've been working on most recently, namely Portal and Mobile. So, and just in general, how people are using it. But I think those are two areas that I'm very curious about this time. So, in any case, it'll be fun. I went to DrupalCon with Jason Alley, actually, a couple years ago when it was in Boston. I haven't been in, I think, 2 years. So, it'll be nice to see how much it's grown.
Absolutely. So, speaking of growing,
yes,
the ITS blog is sort of making an awakening or a rebirth, or I don't even know what you call it.
It's
but
back.
It is back. So for those of you who haven't paid attention or haven't seen it, the ITS staff have been adding quick updates about IT things as well as like tips and tricks and like random help stuff that we come across that we've just been posting there. So it should be a nice supplement to sort of formal help documentation and formal news.
Right. So it will be cool. I've posted some stuff there, and I need to post more. But at the very least, I like having the roundups there. So John O'Keefe's been posting our kind of ITS roundups that tell you the stuff that we've been working on. It's stuff that isn't necessarily worthy of a full announcement on the main ITS site, but it's still stuff that people might be interested in. So
yeah.
Go check it out. It's at sites.lafayette.edu/ITS blog. So in tech news this week, should we start off with the big tech news, or should we talk about Doodle?
We can talk about the big tech news. That's what everyone knows we're going to talk about.
Right. So it's the Apple iPod 2.
iPad 2.
Sorry, I get my iDevices confused. But in any case, so the iPad 2 was announced. It's got a bunch, it's got some new stuff, right? So it's got a dual core chip inside of it instead of single core.
So it's a little faster.
A little bit faster, should do graphics better. HDMI out, so you can hook it up to your HDTV.
Right, but for those of you on campus who are thinking about this, it will not really allow you to hook it up to a smart classroom.
Right, because they're not HDMI,
that's
right?
Not going to help you. Yeah.
So, and it won't help me because my TV's from 1996, so, you know.
You can plug it in on mine.
Eventually I'll get enough things that have HDMI devices on it that it will be forced to upgrade our TV. But in any case, it also has rear and fronting cameras, but they're awful. They're 0.7 megapixel rear and front-facing VGA camera.
Yeah.
That's not pretty good. It's the same as what's on the iPod Touch, which has gotten really bad reviews in terms of the quality of the camera. So in terms of a basic input device or being able to, like, you know, use scan QR codes or something like that, okay. But in terms of something that you would actually want to take pictures with, probably not. But they probably look at it as more of a utility thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would think it's more of, like, you know, doing FaceTime, like,
high-quality stuff. I mean, a megapixel. I mean, would it have been too much for a megapixel? However, the other thing that is coming down the pipe, both for the iPhone and for iPad 2, is iOS 4.3, which had a bunch of stuff in there. It was, like, new AirPlay options for photos. So if you want to stream photos from your iPad to your Apple TV, you can do that. It's got a faster version of Safari. It's got a couple of other little things. What I thought was most interesting, local hotspot for iPhone 4.
Yeah, see, I think that's going to be pretty cool.
So I was thinking about downgrading my data plan for my iPhone to the 200 megabytes, because I never hit it. But if I can turn this into a hotspot wherever I am for my Mac, that's just really cool. I mean, you can always do, I know some people are going, oh, I can do that on my smartphone. Well, now we can do it on the iPhone too.
Right.
But only the iPhone 4. Apparently the older iPhones can't do it.
Oh. Well, I guess it's good I upgraded.
So anyway, you can learn more about that at apple.com/iPad. However, the other big tech news in tablets is the Zoom.
Yeah, so this is what, the Motorola device?
Yes. So this thing is, it's bigger than the iPad. So it's a 10.1-inch display. It has a dual-core processor as well, supports your standard wireless stuff. HDMI out, but more importantly, USB.
Well, it is micro USB,
micro USB,
but still, it is a device input.
Yes, and it has a 5-megapixel rear camera and a 2-megapixel front camera, so totally blowing the iPad out of the water on that. And then basically HD video capture. But the big thing here is that this is the first Android tablet that's going to be running the new Honeycomb OS. Mm-hmm. Well, the Honeycomb version of the Android OS. And basically what that means is it's Android optimized for tablets. The stuff that's come out before, like the Samsung Galaxy, it was basically just the same phone OS scaled up. It didn't really work all that great.
So it'll be interesting to see if anyone grabs a Motorola Zoom. We'd love to look at it.
Yeah, please bring it by. Yeah. So this is the first one. I mean, when you look at, you know, the iPad killers keep coming out. It's kind of like the iPhone killers, right?
Right.
This one actually seems to have enough chops to actually pull it off, or at least be a good competitor and exceed the iPad in some areas, especially with the freaking cameras.
Absolutely.
And the USB. I mean, if the micro USB, if you can use that to connect to your camera or whatever, that's really what I'm looking for in an iPad. Either give me the USB port or give me the SD card.
Yep.
But give me something.
I'm with you. So I guess in other less eventful tech news.
No. Yeah, this is a little more mundane.
A little more mundane, but, you know, it's free. We around here have been using a thing called Doodle a little bit more lately. I used it a long time ago, and it's sort of made a reoccurrence in my life. But basically, Doodle, like Moodle, but with a D, is a handy tool for arranging meetings. So basically, you set up some appointment times or, you know, times that people can select from. You send out an email to people. They put in their name. They mark their selections. And then it just gives you an easy way to sort of aggregate that information.
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody has to wrestle with this, right? Like, you're trying to get, especially once you have a meeting with more than three people.
Yep.
It's just, okay, everybody, find a time in the next 2 weeks when you can all attend. and to try and do that via email usually takes about 2 weeks to figure out, right? So this is a nice option. I mean, now it's publicly available. There's no security in front of your actual schedule.
Right. So don't go planning world domination using this, but, you know.
I don't know that I'd want to put the college president schedule in here, but, you know. As a way of coordinating meetings, it's a handy way of doing things. So you should check it out. It's at doodle.com. So in help news this week, there's one thing I wanted to bring up, which was fixing your Google Analytics settings in WordPress. This would be on both depths and sites. Basically, we did an upgrade about 2 weeks ago, and although we test these things ahead of time, unfortunately, in this particular case, what worked on dev did not work out the same way on prod. So basically, what that means is the Google Analytics settings got screwy. So basically, we have some documentation up on the ITS help site that explains to you how to restore your Google Analytics settings and getting them working again. So basically all it is a question of is getting your Google Analytics code and reinserting it into the site. So it's fairly straightforward. It doesn't take a lot of time. We've had step-by-step picture instructions. So that's about it.
Yeah.
Just be aware. So if you go to its.lafayette.edu, you'll find the link. We're also linking to it from both sites.lafayette.edu and deps.lafayette.edu.
Yeah. So a lot, not a whole lot other, not a whole lot of other stuff for help news. Still have some workshops scheduled. Still have some space in those. So as always, we're always looking for feedback. So you can send a comment along to itsblog@lafayette.edu or post a comment to the blog entry.